now to our religious affairs correspondent, John McManus. John, you were actually at that ceremony last night. What was the feeling in the hall then about this award?
Well, overall, there was something of a party atmosphere at the Victoria and Albert Museum last night. There were about 400 people there, I'd say, who were attending the awards ceremony. They'd all paid £180 each for the tickets, and the champagne was flowing pretty liberally. As you know, Stonewall has been at the forefront of campaigning for gay and lesbian rights. They've been running these awards for several years. Aside from the bigot category, there's also Hero of the Year, for example, and Writer of the Year. And the awards themselves are voted for by Stonewall's members. Now, the people in the hall last night were anxious to hear the results. I think it's fair to say that it was very likely that Cardinal O'Brien would win the bigot category, but there was still a huge reaction when the TV fashion host Gok Wan announced the winner.
So this year's bigot.
Well, we can hear the reaction there, John, but I mean, pretty controversial scenes.
Well, the crowd was fairly clear in voicing their feelings about Cardinal O'Brien. They'd also cheered beforehand when Stonewall's chief executive, Ben Summerskill, had told them that all the nominees on the list to win the Bigot Award were there not because of their opposition to gay rights, but because of the language they used when espousing their views. It's also worth mentioning that alongside the Cardinal, the Archbishop of Glasgow, Philip Tartaglia, was also nominated for the Bigot Award. That's for comments he made earlier this year about the death of the MP David Cairns. If you remember, he died at the age of 44 in May, and the Archbishop had said that society wasn't addressing what he called the links between the gay lifestyle and an early death. And as we've heard, Ruth Davidson, the leader of the Scottish Tories, was also there. She was booed quite loudly and also jeered when she said in her acceptance speech that she disagreed with calling any opponents of gay marriage bigots. It's also worth mentioning, though, that there was another churchman who won an award last night. That was the Reverend Giles Fraser, who was briefly the Canon Chancellor of St Paul's Cathedral. He won the award Hero of the Year for his support of gay rights. And in his acceptance speech, he said he was ashamed to share the same vocation as Cardinal O'Brien.
And John,